Suen Shikai pulled his small fishing boat onto the shore of the Huangpu River. He was wet from the waist down from walking the boat to shore, but paid it no mind. He had loved fishing his entire life. Emerging from the water, he took a handkerchief from his shirt pocket and mopped his face. The weather was humid along the river, especially at this time of the year. Though everyone knew he taught music at the university, many assumed from the simple life he led that he wasn't making enough money to feed himself. They blamed his apparent indigence on his generosity toward his daughter, Kelly, who had gone to school in the United States. It was the consensus that Suen gave all his money to an ungrateful girl who was ashamed of her father's poor ways. Suen reached into the boat and brought out a stringer of fish. While he was out on the water, he liked to listen to the sounds of the city all around him. Some days he read books of poetry, or he would reread some of his favorite letters from his daughter. Mostly, though, he took his guitar and practiced his music. He was currently going through what he called his Bob Dylan phase. Whenever he mentioned that to his daughter over the phone, she always laughed at him. Suen left his boat, knowing that no one would bother it, and climbed the crooked path up the embankment with his guitar hanging over his shoulder. The walkways were made crooked because everyone in China believed that ghosts could only walk in straight lines. Suen didn't believe in ghosts, but he appreciated the craftsmanship that went into the building of the embankment. As he trudged along, carrying the fish in the basket he'd brought, he looked out over the city. He was 62 years old, and in his lifetime, Shanghai had changed immensely. He loved the history of the city, both the good and the bad. At the top of the hill, the Bund began in earnest. Shops and merchants' pushcarts filled the thoroughfare. Suen lived a few blocks away. His daughter was coming for a visit, and he was particularly looking forward to it. She hadn't been back in 2 years. The circumstances of this trip would hopefully be better than the last time. Then, he'd had to nurse her back to health, her work having nearly killed her. He had asked her to step away from it, but she had refused at the time. Though he had never told her, he thought maybe her work was the result of the curse that had been put upon his family. It was the only thing that made sense to him. He had always wanted to tell her about it, but he had always assumed she wouldn't believe him. Besides, the story had been passed through generations of his family. It was time for it to die. Suen hardly even noticed the van slam to a halt beside him on Zhongshan Road. He paid it no heed because he knew he was safely out of the street. By the time Suen turned, though, it was too late. Two men grabbed him by the arms and lifted him from his feet. Suen tried to escape, but the thugs were stronger than he was. His heart dropped as a third man came running up, a pistol gripped tightly in his hand.
What are you doing?
I've done nothing to...
A sharp pain spread out from Suen's stomach, centered just below his breastbone. He looked down and spotted a small feathered dart jutting from his body. Looking at the men, young and dressed in American clothes, Suen thought of Gai Kuan Yin and the document the man had wanted.
I don't...
Suen's head rolled back towards the sky, but instead of the sun, he saw nothing but blackness.